Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I've really enjoyed the study of angels. I've had quite a few comments, good comments, about how they've enjoyed the study. Actually, I've had a couple pastors that listen to the broadcast on the radio. They've texted me back and forth and asking some questions. And even though there may be a little disagreement here or there, that's kind of what it was. Well, did you say this and why do you think that kind of thing, you know? But it's all fun trying. You know the old saying, iron sharpens iron. And so I don't expect you to agree with everything I say. I just expect you to agree with everything the Bible says. And so with that in mind, quickly let me give you a quick review. Then we'll finish this subject on angels. When I get back, I want to do a study on Satan and go along with that, the demons, the devils, those fallen angels. And we'll do a study there in particular, more in depth than just the holy angels. Remember, Jesus said there's holy angels and evil angels, and we looked at that. So when I get back from Jamaica, that'll be where our next study is, a study of Satan and his little imps, I like to call them. Angels, we know, are defined as messengers. They're messengers. Now, they're different. And that was one of the discussions I had with one of the pastors. We were texting back and forth. Angels are different than the seraph and the cherub. Okay? The cherubim are plural of cherub. Seraphim are the plural of seraph. We know that cherubs have wings. Seraphim have wings. Nowhere in Scripture does it mention angels having wings. We've already went through that study, but just a reminder. Also, we mentioned about angels defined as messengers. We know that when we look and see cherubim, their main, what we call job description, for lack of a better term, would be guardians. And we see them as guardians. They are around the throne of God. Also, remember in the Garden of Eden, where God cast out Adam and Eve, and he put cherubim at the entrance of the garden to guard that entrance, lest Adam goes back in there and eats and, the rest of the story. So we see that the purpose of cherubim, really, they're around the throne, they're guardians, okay? And then seraphim, they're above the throne. We see that in Isaiah 6. So you see the cherubim, the seraphim, and Isaiah 6, holy, holy, holy. And that's where we see that they have six wings. With two, they covered their face. With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they did fly. So they have, and I will make this statement and we'll go. There's a lot of created beings that God has created that we don't know nothing about. I'm sure of it. This is just what the Scripture has told us about these created beings. And while I'm there, you know that angels are created by God. Everything that you see and everything you don't see, visible and invisible, it's all created by God. In Psalm 148, verse number 2, praise him, all you angels. Praise ye him, all his host. And then verse number 5, let them, speaking of the angels and the host of angels and others, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. So when God spoke, before Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, before terra firma, as we know as earth, was formed, there were angels, angelic beings. When, that the Bible does not say, I would imagine a long time before the earth was created, because, you know, God is eternal, eternally in the past. God had no beginning. Jesus had no beginning. The Holy Ghost had no beginning. But everything else had a beginning. Now, I can't fathom that. Now, your mind may be sharper than mine, but I can't fathom it. Before there was nothing, there was the Trinity, the triunity of the Godhead. Before there was anything. And then he began his creation, the angelic beings and whatever else, whatever order, I don't know. You know, Lucifer, remember, was a cherub. He was that anointed cherub that covered cover them. We'll look at that when I get back. But I want you to notice that they're a created being. They're superhuman. They're powerful beings. We looked at that, where in one night, 185,000 Assyrian soldiers were killed in one night by an angel. Amazing. They're masculine beings, and I was questioned about that. This also, always, always in Scripture, angels are referred to as being masculine. I went through all this, a lot of Scripture, not all of them. Time wouldn't allow, but it would note them as he or him. Speaking when that angel of the Lord would appear, whether it's for Abraham or Lot or Peter or whoever it would be, they're always signified by that personal pronoun of he or him. Never was it an angel referred to as a her, okay? So, by the way, while I'm there, there are no baby angels. Angels don't have babies, and there's no little baby angels up there fluttering out on wings. We have these pictures and little cute little things, and if you have a little baby angel in your house, don't throw it away. It's a cute little thing. But you need to know from Scripture that there's not any baby angels. Matter of fact, they don't procreate. Angels, that's where you get into the controversy. It's not to me, but a lot of people. In Genesis chapter number 6, about they think that these demons had relations with these human ladies, and they created some monstrosity and all. I don't believe it at all, but that's a whole another issue. God didn't make them to reproduce, okay? Already mentioned there are holy angels and unholy angels in Matthew chapter number 25. Turn me there, I want you to see this. Jesus is designating this when he's talking about it. In Matthew chapter number 25, verses number 31, and then we'll go to 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. Now, in this section of Scripture, you have to know the context. He's talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the rapture, not the tribulation, or the rapture, the translation in this section of Scripture. He's talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ and all the holy angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. That would be the millennial reign of Christ. Okay. Now look in verse number 41. Then again, I won't read all this. He separates a sheep from a goats. And verse number 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So God has angels who are the holy angels, and the devil now has his angels, which are, we would call them, unholy angels. And so we talked about that. How did they become, go from holy to unholy? Well, when Satan fell, we read in the book of Revelation that he took a third part of the angelic beings with him. And because of that, that's why we see some that are roaming the earth today. Some are cast into prisons. Some are in chains. And all some are, we looked at the ones here a couple weeks ago under the river Euphrates. I take that very literally. And during the tribulation period, they will be released. So why are some of them on the earth? Why are some of them chained? Why are some under Euphrates? Why is that? Well, we looked at that. And again, I won't belabor it, but again, remember we talked about in the book of Jude how they left their habitation because the angelic being left, if they left their job assignment, their habitation, then were they cast into the underworld, so to speak. In a nutshell, I know I don't want to get hung on this one. Lucifer was a big dog in God's economy. Okay, when he created Lucifer, we see before he became Satan, he was anointed cherub that covereth. We'll look more detailed in this a couple more weeks later. But when he fell, he was no longer known as Lucifer. He was known then as Satan.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.